guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's do a 5-Minute Friday all about the brows, the eyebrows, the face framing eyebrows. And I'm here with my gorgeous client, Christina Mendez, and her Instagram is Instant Pretty Lashes. Hey, Christina.
Hi, everyone.
Christina came all the way from the Bay Area, and she's a brow specialist. And the first thing she says is, "Dr. K, I want to do your brows." And I'm like, I need it because I've been using my Lash Brow Wow, and they're unruly and haven't been plucked, trimmed, or waxed or anything.
We're going to fix that. Yes, we are. And your stuff will actually work amazing in combination with brow lamination. So you don't have to stop using that product. You can still use it with getting your eyebrows done.
Tell us, what the heck is laminating your brows? Because all of us need to know about this.
Okay, so eyebrow lamination is kind of like a perm for your brows, but it doesn't make your brow hair curly. It makes them straight and uniformed, and it keeps them all together because all of the hair is going in one direction. So we perm the hair, and we frame it, and we shape it, and we clean it up, and we tint.
It looks so good. If I could give you guys a visual right now, picture thick, full, gorgeous lashes.
Brooke Shields eyebrows.
Brooke Shields, and who's what makes a beautiful eyebrow? It's probably the density of the hair, the shape of the arch. Did you know in plastic surgery and in the brow field, we have to plan for your brow arch to be just lateral or to the side of the colored portion of your pupil? So a good brow artist will arch your brows just outside that lateral limbus of the eye. Your eyebrow should be 1 centimeter above the brow bone, ideally.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and what do you think about microblading the brows?
You know, because I'm a makeup artist too, I have a love-hate relationship with microbladed eyebrows, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes when they're good, they're great. When they're bad, they're horrific.
Right. You know? I feel like it's just so permanent. And I want to bring the love back to enhancing our natural pretty hair back and making it grow. And I feel like brow lamination does that.
Yeah, that's so true. I think sometimes people can microblade too sharp and it looks a little severe.
Color changes.
The color fades. Mm-hmm. And then God forbid you get someone who puts them on too straight or too arched. Like, you're just stuck.
It's there. Yeah. And they fade. And sometimes they don't fade to a nice color. I've seen some turn kind of greenish, a little burgundy.
Orangey.
Right.
Right. That happens a lot. Carmen and I have seen, we've seen some good microblading though, where we have individual hair strokes, and they also have dusting where they kind of just put a powder dust all over the whole density of the brow, and that looks pretty
cute. I like that. It's kind of like a shadowing effect.
Yes.
Yes.
We have been keeping a little black book of all the good brow people. You know, you see a good brow and you're like, I need that. You know, brows really frame the face.
Right. Gives it like a complete look.
It is. If you don't have decent eyebrows, it doesn't matter how much money you're spending on your face. And we've all seen those Instagrams where they remove the brows and see how different the face looks. That just shows you that face framing is very important. What about male brows? Is that a trend to be grooming?
Oh, yeah. You can totally do it on males. That's what I love about the eyebrow lamination, because you can do it on males as well. And they love it. It gives the face like an instant brow lift, you know?
You can get probably like at least 0.5 centimeter of brow lift from brow lamination.
Right?
And it's the same thing with brow Botox. So I can position your brows with Botox at least a few millimeters higher. And with specially placed Botox at the tail of the brow, it can come up like a...
And give it like a lift, right?
Yeah, brow lift effect. So do you want to do that today with your brows elevated? You want to go even a little touch higher?
Do you think that I should do a little bit higher, like right, maybe
right
like in
here?
Right
at the tail of the brow.
Okay.
It's very pretty.
Whatever you think I need, Dr. K.
Brow lamination ever bad or dangerous, or what should we look out for? Like, how do we know we're seeing a good brow laminator or a bad one?
Well, you definitely have to wait at least 6 to 8 weeks in between usage of or getting your brows done. You don't want to overly process the hair because you don't want to kill the hair follicle. So I would say just always make sure when you are searching for a good brow person, just to look at all the before and afters. look at all the before and afters, and don't just look at the before and afters from a long time ago. Ask for current pictures mm-hmm. and current before and afters. Those are really important.
How soon after you laminate your brows will they settle down and you'll see your results? Is it like right away, the same day?
Oh, it's instant gratification.
What? I love that.
Instant pretty brows.
It only takes like 10 or 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you put on this perm solution. It straightens and flattens, and then you just brush it up really pretty.
Right. So you put on, it's like a cream. We mm-hmm. start with Vaseline around the outside of the brows, and then we put on a cream. And then we let it sit on there, depending on how thick the natural brow is, the hair. Mm-hmm. So we do 12 to either 12 to 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then that just kind of depends on how thick the hair is. And then you wipe it off, and then you do step two for the same amount of time. Mm. And then you go in and you tweeze and you clean up and then you tint and then you're good to go.
That's so great. And mm-hmm. can you over process your brows? Like how often can I laminate my brows?
You can over process. So you want to wait that 6 to 8 weeks.
In between. Mm-hmm. Gotta give them a little rest. So it's mm-hmm. like over perming your hair.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, girls, don't overdo it because then...
You'll lose the hair.
When people are missing their eyebrows, it is a sign of health problems. Did you know if you're hypothyroid, low thyroid, you're going to lose brow hair? Did you know that?
No.
So if you see that,
I'm going to tell that to my clients.
Tell them to get their brows checked. And then if you also can lose brow hair from being anemic and certain rheumatologic conditions as well. So if you're losing hair for any reason and lashes too, you should get it checked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good are there any conditioners that are good for brows or brow powders that you like best?
You know, at the moment, I want to try your product.
Oh, yeah, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm. I want to try it in my van.
It has ingredients that stimulate the hair follicles to grow. It's more density. You can see a difference in as little as 2 weeks, actually, and within 4 weeks. You can get up to a 30% improvement in length.
So oh, good. Wow.
Yeah.
Does it darken the eyelids or change color?
No, what a good question. So I used to use Latisse for myself, yes. But my lower eyelids, my skin was getting darker and I didn't know why I was getting dark circles, and it's the Latisse. So there's no prostaglandins in this, and it's even safe for pregnant or nursing women.
Oh, that was my next question. Yes. Yeah, I was going to ask that because I have clients that are pregnant and they can't use the Lash MD because... It has a warning sign for pregnant ladies. So it's good to know.
Are there any absolute contraindications or people who should not laminate their brows?
Mostly people with like health conditions.
Okay,
like
what or you skin mentioned. Problems.
Or
probably.
Skin problems.
Like eczema,
yes.
I guess eczema yes. and psoriasis.
And freshly tattooed brows, like freshly microbladed ones, you have to wait a little bit, at least 2 months.
Mm. And how soon can you get your Botox after you laminate your brows?
That's a good question.
Probably right away because what you see mm-hmm. is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's a cream too. And it's not like going into the skin, right?
Right. And lamination's going to last 6 or 8 weeks, and your Botox will last like 12 weeks total. Mm-hmm. So I think once your brows are laminated the way they're going to be, you can fix it with
exactly.
Botox too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's everything you need to know about brow lamination. What do you think, Carmen? Are we signing up?
Signing
you guys are next.
We're next. Next
I'm going to come back.
You bring out your whole little bag.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yes. Here. I told her in between clients.
I'm going to be on the table next
yes.
time you see me.
Yes.
Thank you for coming all the way
oh
from San
gosh.
Francisco
of
to
course.
Meet me.
I've been waiting.
You're adorable. And I hope you love your brow lift that we gave you with Botox.
Yes.
And where can people find you on your Instagram?
Instant Pretty Lashes, all one word.
That is amazing. And if they want to make an appointment with you up north, they can find you that way, right?
Yes, we are a mobile salon, and we actually come to you in a fully converted van into a salon on wheels.
Wow, that's so good.
Yes.
That's what we should be doing.
Yes.
Should.
You guys just come.
Oh, my God. We
yeah,
should
Yeah, we'll
do
have
that.
Parties.
So
bubbly.
Jump in the van. I say
uh-huh.
we go. And
I got to show it to you. Let me show you. So
Coachella.
You can get a visual.
So we'll
oh
go to
God,
Coachella in the van and do
Yeah, we'll
and
park
Botox.
Outside, and then we'll get like...
That'd be so fun. We'd have a big long line.
Watch.
I love it. This. Well, don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. That's DRKAY. And our website is the same, and that's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our Lash Brow Well for longer, thicker, fuller lashes, up to 45% increase in new lashes within 2 months, and longer within 2 weeks. I love it. That's it for now, guys. Flutter those lashes and raise those brows.
Yes,
check out laminating. Bye for now. Stay beautiful.